Gracious Heavenly Father, what a privilege and honor it is to be able to hold this little token of love that you've given to this family, our little Paul. Lord Jesus, the family has come to give him back to you, Lord. You brought him into their home, Lord, and now they want to give him back to you, Lord. We just pray you'll be with him in his life, Lord Jesus. May you keep your hand up over him to watch him, protect him, Lord, and to keep him in the center of your perfect will always, Lord. May he be a blessing wherever he goes and whatever he does, Lord. Bless him and be with him and bless this family, Lord, as they give him back to you in dedication for service to you, Lord. Grant it, Lord. We ask it in the precious name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. And what's your name?
Joseph.
Oh, we got a Joseph. Let's bow our heads. Gracious Lord, as we come to your throne once again, that Lord, what a privilege and honor it is just to call upon your name. And Lord, to hold this little token of love that you've given to this family, Lord, that little Joseph, Lord. I just pray that you'll be with him, Lord Jesus. Keep your hand up over him, Lord, and watch him, protect him, and keep him in your will, Lord. And Lord, watch his life, Lord, and where he goes and what he does, that others will look upon him, Lord, and see you living through his life. Bless and be with him, Lord. Strengthen him, encourage him, Lord. And bless this family, Lord. And may you always be the guest at their house, Lord Jesus. Help them as they raise these children in this evil world that we live in, Lord. That, Father, we know if we put you first in all things, Lord, it'll be just perfect, Lord. Now we take him and we give him back to you in dedication for a service to you, Lord. We ask it all in the lovely and precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Bring them in from the fields of sin.
Let's stand.
Bring them in. Bring them in. Bring the little ones to Jesus.
Truly, we see the Lord working on our young people, huh? It's wonderful to see them come. The ones that's been baptized, giving their heart to the Lord. That's the Lord working. He's calling his bride together. We want to invite him tonight as we bow our heads to welcome him here into church with us. That we know that he's here because we brought him with us. No matter where we go, he's with us always. What a wonderful comfort that we have to know that, Lord, wherever we go, Lord, I ran from you, you brought me back. I failed you, and you were there and you brought me back, Lord. I did things wrong, but you're always there, Lord. You never leave me. You never forsake me. You're always there with me. And you're here with me tonight, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love what you've done for us tonight, Lord. Lord, be a witness to see you raise someone from the dead, Lord Jesus. Oh, how it thrills our heart, Lord Jesus. We praise you and we worship you, Lord. We thank you that we have another opportunity to come together to worship you, Lord. But Lord, we have so many needs on our hearts, and you know what they are. And Lord, we want to pray for one another. That gives us strength, Lord, when we pray for one another. Be with us, Father. And if you have a need that's on your heart tonight, just raise your hand to him and say, Lord, you know what my need is. You know what I have need of. And I know that you're more than able to give it to me, Lord. And I'm going to hold it in my heart. And Lord Jesus, as you pass by, I'm going to reach out and get you, Lord. And I'm not going to let you go.
Amen.
I'll never leave you or never forsake you. You are the same I am. And Lord, whatever I have need of, if you can raise the dead, surely you can meet my request, Lord Jesus. It's proof to show you, children, I'm here. I'm with you. I promised you I'd be here with you. I'm here with you. Just ask me and I'll give it to you. Just believe it. Just hold it in your heart as we sing our little song. As we reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by.
Reach out.